first speaker is from Cards Against Humanity. He is their front end developer. His name is on the next slide, Chris or Kevin. This is Henry Birdseye.
I have no idea where to stand.
That's fine.
This sounds great. Okay, so the theme was pick a card. The card that I picked is a fart. This is a story about young love. It was the time was college. I was about 19. I had been dating a girl named Jessica for about 4 months. And it was going pretty well. Neither of us had really had a serious relationship before. So this was about the most serious thing we'd ever had. And she decided I should come home to her parents' place for the weekend and meet her family. And I did. And everything went well. I met her parents. We got along great. Not that we'd fight or anything. But, like, it was nice. It was comfortable. I met her brother. That was cool, too. And so it's Saturday night. We're at her parents' place, and we're just relaxing. We're on the couch. We're watching a movie. It's very comfortable. And it was just a nice moment that we'd been together. It's, you know, we're both pretty nervous. We're not really sure what a relationship is yet, and we're just kind of relaxing together. And I guess I relaxed a little too much because I farted. And I thought, all right, well, this is a big moment. This is a big moment for us and our relationship. It's possible that she'll be like, all right, this is cool. We've come this far. Yeah, we're ready for this. Or what could happen is what actually happened is she gave me a look of horror and was very mad. She was very mad at me for farting under the blanket we were sharing. I got the dirtiest look I've ever received from another human being for doing this. And she tells me, she's like, how dare you? My parents have been married for 25 years, and my dad still leaves the room to fart when my mom's in the room. Like, how? Oh, that's disgusting. And so the rest of the weekend doesn't go as well. She's vaguely mad at me because to her a relationship is not farting around people you love. So there was just this tension all weekend. And of course I was not feeling great because I no longer farted the whole weekend. I just held all my farts in, just knowing that she might be there and she might just be like, "Ah, you promised." And so that wasn't good. And so the weekend wraps up and her parents drive us back to the dorm we both lived in, and she walks me. She lived a floor above me, so she walks me to my room because it's lower, and she's like, "All right, I think we should talk later. This weekend didn't go so great. I think we should have a chat. But, you know, you just go get settled, come up, and I think we should have a talk like adults later. So just do that." So she leaves, and I'm like, "All right, fine. Of course we should talk. We're adults. That's what we do. Adults in a relationship. Why not?" And so she leaves, and I'm quietly in my room. I set my luggage down. I take a deep breath. I have a moment to myself. I'm like, oh, finally I can fart. I've been waiting all this time to fart, and I immediately shit my pants. Just standing in my room, like, I just did this. This is a thing I did. This has just happened. This is my life now. Now I have two problems. So I take care of the more pressing problem. I go down to the shared bathroom down the hall, and I clean up, and I, you know, do all the things you do when you shit your pants and you're 19. And then, once I'm all better, I go up there and we have our fight. But the thing was, during that fight, I felt amazing because I had just thrown a pair of underwear away. Nothing she could say to me could hurt me. It was so good. And then whatever, everything was okay. I guess from this I learned two things. The first is a relationship is defined by two people. And so what that is, you need to figure that out. You need to have your who can fart conversations early on, because you don't want anyone being surprised by a relaxed fart and ruining the weekend. The second thing is, if the worst thing happens to you, go do another thing you're afraid of, because it couldn't possibly get worse. All right, that's my story. Thank you.
See, this is what we do at Your Stories, guys. Space crew.